Good morning, everyone.
I hope your day has started off quite wonderful so far. So I wanted to start reading my journal that I've been writing in now for a little over a year. And I'm just going to start on page one. And every single day from now on, I just want to read a page of it. It kind of goes up until today. And the reason why I want to do that is because I realize that sometimes when we go through a journey, every day is kind of bright and sunny and good. There are some days where you want to cry. There are some days where you're sad, mad, angry. There's so many different things that happen throughout our lives, our days. And I wanted to show the good and the bad. In all of it, I want to be transparent because I feel that's what is needed at this time, in this day and age, with so many things going on, to realize that there's no one perfect. And what made me think about this was I love watching YouTubers that kind of show up their day or their journeys, and I realized that some of them do not even show the bad times, only the good times. That kind of leaves you as the viewer thinking that you have to be perfect or that you have to do things a certain way. And if you mess that up, it's bad or you have failed. And this journal is my deepest, most, I guess you could say, just all the way, just who I really am, from my anger to my growing, to my getting over the anger, to learn how to center myself when I start feeling sad, mad, or angry. And just overall, this is my journal. So be on the lookout for that. And I'm going to start today with the first page. It doesn't have a date on it, so I'm assuming this was when I first started. But it says 2018, actually. The page after says June 8, 2018, so I'm assuming this is around that time. Alright, page one. I want to go back to work in school because I feel I have failed. I feel like I put everything on hold, all my dreams and aspirations. Sometimes I even feel like I lost myself along the way. Sometimes I wake up and have to gather my thoughts and remember I'm a mom and a wife now. Am I selfish? I have Tuesdays and Thursdays and even the evenings, yet I'm still unstable. I'm always decorating and switching things up in the house, trying to get to another level. I don't feel like I ever stick to anything. Why do I feel like a failure? Why do I feel like a bad mom and a bad wife? Like nothing I do is ever good enough. I just need to set goals and stick to them. Although I can't decide if I want to go vegan or low carb, I guess I should have compared the benefits versus the cons. Time to plan out my crazy random thought. We made the boys a comfort corner. Made tablets 1 hour a day. Unplugged the TVs. We even spoke about having the boys do mandatory nap time and quiet time every day. I don't know what time yet, or the days. A daycare is 12 to 2, which is too long to me. So perhaps 12 to 1 each day. I feel like things could be smoother, but I'm stuck. How? Right now at 7 o'clock p.m., we get the boys ready while I clean and set up for the next day, including taking showers and send out clothes. At 7:30, we have nighttime routine together. And at 8 to 9, me and my husband have mandatory date night, which is game together, or Dragon Age, or whatever game we're playing, or anime. And then I wake up at 5 a.m., make the bed, meditate, work out, brush teeth and hygiene, get dressed, and lay out breakfast for the day. Every day is a brand new day. I hope you all enjoyed that. I'll continue to share each day and continue to write in it each day so that I can be transparent with you. And I hope that your days go smoother and your feelings of failure, if you have any, that you grow so that one day you don't feel that way either. Keep pushing towards your goals. Keep dreaming big dreams. Good evening, everyone. I hope that your day was wonderful. And if it was not, remember it gets better. Today I just want to bring you along with me as I do my nighttime meditation underneath the moon. Whenever my kids are settling, my husband's on his game, or taking his me time, I like to come out at night and just sit underneath the stars and remember that I am. For many, many years, I attempted to live in the future or the past. It caused much anxiety, loss of depression, and anger because I felt I was behind. Look on social media, my friends I graduated with in high school, and I felt even more behind. And so, I started coming outside at night to remind myself that things slow down, and it's okay to do things at your own pace. And so I just wanted to bring you along tonight with me as I view the stars, count them, and just take a few deep breaths to take a moment and notice and be aware of exactly who I am. And you too can take a moment and become aware of where you are at the moment and be present. So let's take a deep, deep breath in and breathe out. And let's count the stars together. 26. That is all the stars I see tonight. 27, 28, 29, 30, and 31. I hope that you remember that you are enough, and that no matter what happens in life, whether it feels bad or it feels good at the moment, I want you to take a deep breath, because you are a beautiful being, and things